time ago went along, I kind of ached through my shoulders a little bit. It might have been one thing that helped me to feel like I felt it, eating too much of that food that they brought to my house, and meat and things. Yeah. The reason I tried to get away from it down after dinner today. And, so...
Well, I tell you what, Mr. Boy.
It
won't hurt anybody now. Get over to one.
Oh, the vitamins for me.
Yeah.
Man, he's given me so many vitamins there last fall. And they'll, hardly had time to do anything but swallow vitamins.
Yeah.
3 and 4 pills at a time. A bunch just before meal and a bunch just after meal and so on and so forth. And 2 of this kind, 2 of that kind. And, oh my, and then another kind coming directly. And 2 of them and 2 of another. And he never gave me one speck of laxative. And I finally got me a bottle of milk of magnesia, and taking some milk of magnesia and a box of Epsom salts, take one or the other, and then I got a jar, that there, part of a jar, that there, anti-acid stuff, to get it from Organic Georgia, and I take a little of that, and got through. But I don't care what you're eating and what you're doing, and I tell you, vows for that free, much as one can.
I think so.
Very much, you know. And, you know, they kind of, I knew the family moved half better than you.
Oh, yes.
They kind of want to call themselves more or less aristocrats. And, so, thank you. And they're green, too, on certain lines of the game. They're green as grass.
Yeah.
His sister Maggie there, oh my, she was a knockout. And I don't know, I didn't ever get to meet his father, but he was so green, so. He owned a piece of land out there, and then bought 15 acres. Out there near me when he first came here, and he built a house on the dirt right beside the inspection line. Just part of it over on the other man's land, part of it on here.
Oh.
And this place that I'm on, there, I had 7 5, I did 7 5 acres to get the house back. Oh. And he don't know, and neither one in that family don't know any more than Adam's house that way. One corner of that piece of property there.
Just that right.
They don't know one thing this world about. And it's caused the biggest confusion out there you ever heard tell of. And it's for years. And I straightened that out. And you take civil engineers out there that didn't have no place to start, to survey out no man's piece in there, a land. And they go in there and guess and guess and go ahead and measure it off. And the last time that they was surveyed, that was, they say they paid $440 to get a civil engineer to go in there and map out the place. And they mapped it out wrong. He's claiming 165 feet of land there that doesn't belong to him. No, he's not claiming. He threw that much money, wants to take it on the north end and wants to take it on the other end. And see here, he makes his own place overlap, just like they said. He drugs it up to take his part, so he's got that kind of a shape now.
You mean the speed limit 50, you can't get under?
Bought another piece on the front to get out to the road, and that's 1,212 feet long, and the piece that they had, the 15 acres, ought to have been 1,045 feet. Makes 2,257 feet. And he's minus 265 feet on the land, and he took up that day and don't know. And he's absolutely, I'm telling you, just trying to show you about planking. And that man, it fell out with me about that. He went and cut the trees on my land when he was putting that road through there. And I was hurt, Mike, and he didn't. He cut them trees, and I just went down and told him about it, and they drug him over in the yard. And he kept on, I went and marked out the line. And he went and entered a small claim court, gave me $550 and lost. So he wanted to get them trees and I let him take them.
Mr. Gordon Jack, way off of this subject now. You remember Miss Anna Wood's husband?
Yes.
What do you call him?
Anna Wood's husband, Wood, H.C. Wood.
H.C. Wood. He farmed.
Harold Wood. He got a son living now.
Yeah. Now, did he, Harold. Harold Wood.
Harold Wood. Harry Wood.
Yeah, Harry Wood. Oh, Harry.
Harry Wood.
Yeah, his son named Harry.
That's right.
Well, I didn't realize that. Well, let me tell you, he farmed a good deal. Did he farm his own land, or did he farm somebody else's land?
Well, sometimes I guess it's a mixture of his ship or things like that, and some of it was his own land, some of it was other people's land.
Well, what I'm thinking about now, they don't have much land now. No, they don't. Why wouldn't that man die? He was just ditched, he was wrapped completely up in ditch.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, I say that, I didn't know everything you could have been known about it, but he's a talking story, and they're supposed to have a session of a whole lot that they don't have.
I know him.
So they had to let a lot of it go.
I think Robert crowd went off and left it.
They ought to be with it. Know that. I went over mine one time. We're going back over them again. I've got a good start going back again. I didn't go until it rains. Don't go back over them all again.
Saying, Laura?
50 gallons a day.
Huh? How much less you want here?
Yes, 10 hours. It's longer than that. It's run half a night. It's 75.
You've been running the night, too?
It runs about anywhere from 10:30 to 12 o'clock.
Well, that's, you can get it done that way.
You get it done a lot faster than them. Put more water on the ground, too, because my motor's got twice the horsepower and my pump's about two sizes bigger than this, too.
Oh. Well, that's a lot of hours, isn't it?
Sure is.
Now, you've been doing most of it yourself, haven't you?
Yes. Doing it all today. I ain't got a soul up there today.
Nobody work?
Nope. They all tired out and drunk.
Yeah.
Of course, it'd be raining now.
Started last Saturday morning and been there ever since.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Saturday night, Sunday night. What, Tuesday night? I think one night's the only night I hadn't been up there at least 10 o'clock. And we finished one field and couldn't lay the pipe to the other one in the dark. The only reason wasn't there that night.
Uh-huh. Well, now, you had help all that time.
Sometimes I had one, sometimes I had many as four.
Yeah. Oh, Butch and them helped you a little bit, I imagine, that.
Sometimes. They don't like to work, though, either.
Like to work and save. Freddy, I guess someday we'll all be working for the Army.
Sir?
Someday, just about everybody will be working for the Army. You see, that way they don't have to do much. And
that's right.
Just put in the time.
That's right.
They'll take care of you.
The Army bored me. It was so little to do that it just was boring.
Even in the kitchen?
Well, it was a little more interesting in there. I liked it in there.
Very nice.
Out with the troops, everything that was done, they sent 20 men to do a job two men could do every time.
Do you watch the news, Vietnam news?
Yes, I can.
They just report that just right close up, you know, everything they do over there. Apparently they've got the cameras on.
Well, I guess they had better news coverage there than they ever had in any war they ever been in. Vietnamese, you know, the other Sunday, they brought them over here to train them to be agricultural teachers.
Mm-hmm.
He was going around showing them how they farm and everything. Cat around, see everything we had and other crops that was in this part of the country. They was asking a good many questions. asked me, did the government give us the fertilizer?
Yes.
One of them brothers is a general in the Vietnamese Army.
Yeah. They're the only ones that get to travel, so you know how that is.
That's right.
Well, I'd like to be over there now, Chris. No, Ma. You were in China once. Would you like to be back over there?
I had a pretty good time over there, Fred, but,
Chinese?
Some of them did. Some of them were sort of, smart-aleck.
They'll always have wars there. They've had wars since the beginning of time, and they'll fight right on. Just like the Middle East, Jews and Egyptians have been fighting since the Old Testament, since history was recorded, and they're fighting right on, and
yeah.
They always will fight.
Yeah. It must be in their blood.
It must be. No use try to keep them from it. They're going to do it. You beat them Arab good, let them alone.
Yeah, always have.
I mean, Hitler sure killed a bunch of them, didn't
he? I don't know, over at your place?
I don't think they've been over it.
Did it look good or look dry?
Oh, they look perked up where they've watered.
Look dry in front of it?
Yeah, they haven't, been too bad, but...
Hey, well, what about cantaloupe patches flat on the ground again, ain't it?
It's awful looking. I don't believe they'll ever pick me a cantaloupe side of that field. I don't know how much water they put, but they didn't put much. So that thing looks like you put a flamethrower to it right now. I just come by.
Well, they better hurry up and come on back down there.
Sure better.
Where are they watering that now?
Over at his place.
They had a hard time getting started over there.
At your place?
Yeah. Oh, it took them the better part of the day to get rigged up.
Trying to get the motor down to the pond, or is that the trouble over on the end of the pipe?
They ain't got a pipe, they got a hose.
You got a strain on it?
They got a bell on it, I think, kind of like that little outfit we had. You know, it's got a hose and a bell.
Hose and a what?
Call it a bell. It's a bell shape.
Oh, yeah. Well, he rigged it up with chicken wire back there to keep the hyacinths from coming in.
Chicken wire ain't close enough, is it?
No, but hyacinths never did give us no trouble. I always stuck that hose right down in them, and it'd be down that far under the roots of them, and never did have no trouble. You know, that big sink full of hyacinths every time we ever pumped
out.
Never did have
no trouble. We never did have good trouble. But where we was there, though, that hose was probably down 10, 15 feet.
It was probably down 6 feet anyway. Coming out of the pond or the prairie?
Pond. Well, they put it in a...
Put the motor on that in the pond.
Yeah.
That pond we in now. When I said, I got a 30-foot pipe on the end of mine, but we got to set it out in water this deep. And that's where it was to start with, and now you can walk on dry land out there, too.
Yeah.
So it's come on down.
Have you got plenty left?
It's gonna be close. We have to water all over them the second time. I believe it's gonna be dry. I don't know where to then. It's the third time.
Go up there and get you some fish out of it then. You got a lot more water in your pond though than we got over there.
His pond's a good bit deep, I believe, than that pond.
I don't know how deep it is out. Is that right?
Who was that drowning in that
pond? A nigger.
Well, after a duck, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Died there, I think. Got out there and there was moss in it. They said when they found him, he was standing right straight up. In that moss. Had him all tied up.
He wasn't like one down here in Bozeman, old. acre down there. The fisherman walked out on the log in the pond. He couldn't swim. He fell off the log, but he got to the bottom. When he got to the bottom, he just walked out.
Yeah.
That old Henry Couch.
Yeah.
About his cows over there. Never have heard. You may just have that many more cows.
I don't want them.
That fellow's trying to rent me up fast. He wants too much money for it, though. $8 an acre a year, but that's more than you're going to get back out of a pasture.
That include fertilizer?
No, sir.
I talked to this camp man down there. They done quite a bit up themselves. Let's say if you go over $5 with $5 about as much as you can go on. I never have rented any. I was trying to find out a little bit about what darn stuff was worth an acre for rent.
That looks like it depends on the grass that's on it. The kind of land it is.
Yeah, that's right.
Just your price wouldn't mean much without that. Some land wouldn't be worth 50 cents.
I know it wouldn't.
Can I get you an M12?
What I was talking about, though, was improved pasture.
What they call improved, different features, you know, that'll differ right smart.
Well, a good stand by hay grass on it, another way.
Yeah, that also differs a good deal, I find.
Now, you take over in this piney woods, them fellas over there, they pay about, I think, about 50 cents an acre or something like that.
Yeah.
It ain't,
yeah.
Wet, it ain't wet no more now.
No, it's not wet no more now.
This highland pasture is worth 50 cents an acre, though, hardly the way the dry weather is out there. Only thing my cows are getting down is what they're getting down there around the lake.
That lake's a nice lake. I don't know if we'd be whipped if we didn't have that.
Yeah.
Those cows looking pretty good up there. Sue hadn't seen them in a good while till yesterday. She was surprised at the kind of shape they was in up there. Had another calf up there too. That makes either 40 or 41.
Holmes has got up as high as 25 cents on the Chicago market. He's all of them is 20 cents, better than 20 cents at Mills is at Ocala.
Even twos and threes?
Everything. It's in that Orlando paper.
How about it?
I
ought to
load that
10
of them I got up in camp. They twos and threes and fours, about 130 to 160.
Have a little coming in.
Yeah. They're mad about it too.
Think y'all not let them bring a darn thing in here. They won't let us have any labor out of them countries. They'll not let them send any products in here.
Yeah.
They stopped them watermelons and tomatoes and stuff out of Mexico and Central America while we could be a lot better off in the price of stuff like that, I think. They won't let none of them Mexicans come in here and work no more.
I don't know. In a way,
And they got a bunch of old junk they make in Hong Kong. That's the sort of stuff that...
Honda over there in Japan, he started making these motorcycles and he's getting into everything. There's a lot of... He's making cars. There's quite a few of them over here now. He's making farm tractors and trucks.
Yeah.
I noticed in the Orlando paper there's a dealership of them Japanese trucks that Honda's making in Orlando now.
Well,
just as corrupt as any in the world as any other country, just as much corrupt as any.
Freddie, I don't know whether this to corrupt or what, they just don't give a damn.
A lot of them making millions out of it. That's what they're worried about.
Yeah.
All right. Except that they can make a break of a mark on stuff. They're strong enough to do that now.
Yeah.
I've seen the A&PT company. I used to send a man around. We loaded watermelons in boxcars. Well, he wouldn't come to you. The grower to buy a watermelon, he'd go to a broker. But he'd come and look and see what you were loading, and he'd find out who you were and who was going to handle the watermelon for. Well, now, there wasn't any. If the melon market was pretty good, and you had nice big melons, the A&P would do, they'd buy little melons. And they'd advertise them in their papers up there. There's watermelons for so much a piece, they wouldn't say what size they were. And I have known them son of a guns, I tell you something else they'd do too. You get a good, strong watermelon market, and if they don't like the price they're having to pay for them, they'll pull out and they won't buy a darn thing. And let your melons all pile up there for about a week, well then you got a demoralized market. They'll just quit buying.
Mm-hmm. And you don't know how many of those big stores sort of get together.
No. They don't cut the price on it and give the consumer a break, see?
Mm-hmm.
If they do that, then they can move a whole lot more of that surplus stuff and get it out of the way, and somebody can get something out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It might be much, it'll be that much. Get the consumer too.
Here's a man, we'll find out now.
Iris, I haven't got a one on it.
Yeah.
Sure haven't. Pull out.
Oh, what do you know? Just Pepsi or nothing?
I got 10 of them.
Well, you have to get them. I haven't seen them drinking stuff.
Here you go.
Yeah. Well, you know,
Well, give us a little report.
Where'd you get your green?
Where? How's that, Art?
We
don't
have
that.
How much out there? Okay.
He's not on this afternoon.
No.
You just on your own shift now.
Yeah,
he's been kind of eating since last Sunday.
How about the irrigating?
Bill, I think Chevy's finished up the corner this morning. Maybe that's a fresh pace right going about.
He got too hot.
But it looked better. I hadn't been back there.
There's
a narrow back there. It's yesterday afternoon.
Picked up, didn't it?
It just started good, you know what I mean? Yeah, it makes you look a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know he was having trouble with
his job. I looked to find two more
dead coons.
Bill found one and Morris found one. No, I don't know what that is.
Well, I guess that's what cut him down, brother.
Yeah.
And they haven't talked or said anything about new.
I said that yesterday.
That
they'd cut some that they'd cut 7 miles before.
Oh, really?
That's more in my place, too. But they caught one in a trap, caught him in the nose. And I feel like that. They were found in the nose. So pretty well seasoned.
Excuse me. So all he likes is on up this way. Now, will he have to move his...
He'll have to move his... Well...
Yeah.
He might can reach it. I don't know whether he'll try to reach it or where he is or move it, you know.
Maybe reach it from there?
No, that pipe reach it where he is. Long distance in that just 4 inch pipe to cut down the pressure for him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you had a 5 or 6 and then come into a 4,
mm-hmm.
it'd be all right.
And he hadn't got that.
Just a little bit more that, just 4 inch.
Freddie said that when he was working out of that sinkhole over there, he would he'd put his intake down below the hyacinths,
mm-hmm.
so he never had trouble stopping up.
Well, that's all right, but this was decayed hyacinths on the bottom.
That's
stuff
that we
still
kill down
there. I imagine so.
But he was right there where it was shallow, just knee deep.
Mm-hmm.
If you get on out there, but you see it all the way around that pond up there, you've got to go right small distance before you get out.
Well, now he went flowing and had a 50-foot flexible pipe that he went to see about, but he evidently didn't get it. And all Bill had was that 30-foot intake pipe.
Mm-hmm.
It has a, you know, I've seen a string on the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a lot of about 3/16 holes, you know, and if it ran anything like that, it's pretty easily stopped until
mm-hmm.
you get it pumped out.
Mm-hmm.
We got old piece of aluminum pipe we put out in the pond with a piece of netting welded on the one end of.
Well, this is a galvanized thing that got holes all in it. Just regular string light.
Well, this that we use is it's a whole lot wider the mesh on it than hardware pulp. It's like more like that stuff you reinforce concrete with. Mesh about that big around.
Well, you can stop up with sprinklers too.
Well, we haven't had too much trouble with that. We pumped out a fish prairie, we pumped out a Jackson's pond up there, and all that Thompson's, the only thing we get in the stream is pieces of fish and snakes and things like that.
Well, we've had sticks. Sometimes pretty hard to get out.
We pumped on them
squash
them down at the fish tent. That's a mess down in the house.
Edward just dropped when we had he had his melons there last year on his leg and the eggplant. He just dropped the pipe out in there, 6-inch pipe, with nothing on the end of it, but it had volume guns. The inch and one gun was 1¼ inches. Because that stream coming out of it was 1¼ inches.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't much danger stopping that up. Anything go through the pump would go through that.
Yeah. Well, that
one big one. You can run two small ones, 290. But the one big one just doesn't go on the 290.
Shoot that old corn patch down yonder if it keeps on like this.
You might be able to. Horn's had some of those things. I think he got one from Horn. But that's what they irrigate these groves with.
I know.
Yeah, but to put it up, you know, on stands, that really throws a stream of water. You're going to have about 70-80 pound pressure.
Ponds, he's vegetable man over there, produce man.
Well, that must be around the 55 horsepower motor we got.
You're going to get it up, you got to go to the pump on it. That's pump that Ed was on that Chrysler motor, the old one, not the new one he bought, but the old one. They went back years and years. And it, the sprinkler as far as the line goes, nine sprinklers are sitting on 100 pans, and that's simple. Nine four.
We using 13 up yonder. No.
970s. But he had a 3/8. No, he had a 1/4 inch. Hole there. We've got 3/8. Bill was running. I think he said he was running. How many? About 13 or 14 over there this morning?
I don't remember.
He said he'd run 13 or 14 with that 3/8 orifice in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, how much water did y'all put on them cantaloupes up that time?
We run it, Fred, it's almost continuous on a place like that to keep it wet.
And now,
what Ed has done on his melon down there is just over and back.
That's
stopped.
What we do.
Oh, really?
Up
yonder? As dry as it is now on dry land, it just continues to keep them up.
Come land, you couldn't wait it. Nope. Well, we're running out of fine acres where we had them. If you had 50 acres of melons over there on that place, it would work the living daylights out of you to ever keep that kind of land with.
Well, they've got 5,500 acres of corn up here in Live Oak that they water.
You got about a $30,000 rig doing
that's
it, too.
Right. Got
and they tell me that's a mess over there, too.
Pound rig.
They went in there and planted it right in the Bahia grass. I don't think they turned the land or nothing, just planted it. And they're going to come in there and kill all that stuff with weed killer. And the dang weed killer don't work on that Bahia grass. It's what that fella that, you know, Toba's son-in-law, mm-hmm. He's got the farm and music exchange up
there. Edward saw that here a few days ago, and he said they threw water. The only time that they run these outfits is to put fertilizer on. Run the fertilizer through the put the nitrogen on. John, you know what we're talking about. You heard about this pipe, you know, that's on these wheels and it goes around itself. All so much.
We're gonna run out of water up yonder, though. I'm afraid. Put the motor out in the pond, had to wade to it.
Meet him. I waited on him this morning. One of his teachers up at the college, Davis.
Don't look at me.
Don't
look at me. That's the city up there.
Well, what I was going to tell you, funny thing about it, he told Ann Keith that she looked to me. He said, that's what I'm doing in the middle. And he was a teacher in Kentucky. And Ann went to school with him. A friend.
Wow.
In Kentucky.
I didn't know.
E.A. Davis.
Yeah. What field he in?
I know.
Didn't say. What is the water? Oh, this is in the lake down here, isn't it? You get it out of Orange Lake?
We pumping ours out of pond over.
Yeah, over yonder.
Mile and a half from the lake.
Where's your cantaloupes there I was talking about?
Well, on that lake.
Oh, really? You don't go out in the lake from there for that.
Ain't you got an 8-inch well over there on your place?
Yeah, it's a good size well.
Miss Boyle put that thing down, didn't she?
Yeah.
But what did she pull the water out of there with?
She had a big, on a big bucket pump, right?
An electric, three-phase motor.
Yeah.
Pulliam boy down here got one advertised for sale. I think he wants $850 for it.
Yeah. Well, I'd sell him good.
There being in the next 10 horse electric motor.
I'd sell him good interest in the whole place up there for that amount.
Yeah, but the water troubles would be over then.
It'd run the well dry.
John, we wanted 20 acres of a mailer down at Pedro. I was on an irrigation well that was 20 feet deep. And it had an 8-horse single cylinder motor pulling it. It wanted about 2 years. That was only one of the 8 cylinders, and the 8-horsepower engine blew up. But it sure wanted that 20 acres of mailer. It was perforated pipe, though. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of rainbows.
But you know,
he's the one down Speedway. If you
yeah. He's hot over here. They could booger from that doctor.
All right, the darn. Ben and got both of them.
You know how to put gas in that, do you?
Once in a while, I have told
it
to run on water or air.
Maybe it run on his reputation.
It don't take much, but old boy, when something goes wrong with
well,
it.
Well, no more
is
better.
Uh-huh.
It is.
The man is
$5 for a
battery,
$5 for a pipe.
About
to
lose
a tailpipe, I think that's about
$20.
Uh-oh. You're going to buy you a ham, you better buy you one pretty quick, too, because you're going to pay for it in about a week or two.
Buy your automobile, you better buy it this year, too.
Shoot, that's the last darn thing I will ever want to buy again.
You reckon?
I want me a really.
Robert, you know what to say. What you're doing here may not be very interesting, but you may not improve yourself.
Yeah.
I got another thing waiting me at home.
God, just give out. I tell you the truth. I don't want to go on my feet so much.
Yeah. But you hit it pretty steady, Robert.
I'm trying to go. I'm trying to make through this year. Giving up. I think I'm going to have to take it part time after this. All I can think is hurts and weak. Like,
yeah.
That ain't right.
Yeah, push yourself. You know, stay tired all the time.
Yeah. Hurry.
You all sell these? They look like that?
We supposed to. 3 inch.
That head's long. It won't go in my little gun.
Is that
right? Yeah, kind of like that.
Two inch.
Well, I hadn't thought about the whole thing being too long. Yeah. Maybe the whole thing's too long.
Yeah, you got that.
It lacks about that much going in.
You got two sides of the other side.
I'll ask Ted if he's got some more. Look at that. That's what it is, you see.
Yeah.
That's the old box I use.
True.
Yeah. Yeah? Yeah. No.
I was the only one that could take over.
Yeah. You just see.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was 28 years old. Mm-hmm. And I just had to fall right in there. D.H. Pettis, who had been postmaster at my college for years, but at the time, came up and swore me in until they could get everything straightened out with me. I believe he was postmaster then, he was. And came up and swore me in until they could get everything straightened out and an appointment made by the post office department. And this, not to go further, I had to borrow money. I had to pay off his debts.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to stand by the whole thing and take it from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And bring it up to where to stand on his own feet.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm in, I take every every day. I throw every creditor a letter. I had the estate assessed, and I prorated the bills.
Mm-hmm.
And they all accepted, and I bought them and paid them. That I was farming with them, and they owed me $1,500. But I just had to hold the bag.
Mm-hmm.
It was a black night the night he died up there for me.
You knew what was coming, I imagine.
Well, it's a good thing I didn't know what was ahead.
Yeah. If you'd known it all at once, it would have been bad with it. Now, most of that was just that old inflation paper. I mean, that old paper on, you know, that had too much on paper in the store.
Yeah, and, well, when I quit, I had plenty myself. But it was solid. What I mean, the business was solid.
Mm-hmm.
But I had plenty of money.
That hit you right at the Depression, when things
right
were the hardest.
That's right.
You couldn't have picked out in the whole century a harder time, apparently, than that right there.
Some people just born on a luck star.
Yeah. That's something like that just about to cook you, look to me like. Keep you limping for a long time.
I had a nice bunch of cows. Got cows. And I was getting on pretty fast. And my wife died. And I just lost everything.
Now, if you'd had a little money through there, Rob, you could just pick up stuff all along.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now you wouldn't have to be worrying about it.
I'll tell you something. If it's ever just out, well, I didn't see it. But Mr. Jack Richardson, he came to Daddy and Martin and worked with me in a store. And he told me that, you know, cotton got down to about two or 4 cents a pound. Everybody knew it couldn't go any lower. Well, Mr. Wolfman had died, and they got a hold of his money, and they put that in there at cotton. And of course, cotton skyrocketed, and that's what it got wet.
Well, now, if I had put money into it, it could have gone a little lower.
Yeah, me
too. What size you got?
Well, you got this point. We had watermelons over there right across the road on Ben McLaughlin's place.
On back, right?
We went over there. The fellas helped us out quite a bit over that year. The wet, we got stuck, the barn tracked us from, and everything else. To
right down, because you know we had a little ranch house?
Yeah.
Right down the road. And it was graded. I went to the one day and it hadn't rained for 6 weeks. It was dry as it is right now. Or dry. And I got bogged down right in the middle of the road. Bogged down, I'm talking, in the wet sand, right in the middle of that limb road. Took me about an hour and a half to get out. Thought was somebody was mad, I was flat.
Well, we were.
How much is this
bread,
honey?
51 cents that.
Oh.
Be 31. 2. No, I sure haven't got. I haven't got one that new.
I'll give them back to you. I'll give them back to you.
Lee?
They've been in the box all the time. They're 3 inches and my little gun won't take them.
Out there at Pine Acres, you know where that is, over at Citrus. I'm out of bed for drink. And one, well, we were fixing up over there for fall okra. And it was dry as a dickens over there. And it come up a dead blame rain and wind over there. And I'd be told if I didn't bog that pickup down right up on top of a hill there. After you got through. I don't mean it. Blow down the rain. I sure was surprised. I don't know if anybody ever got stuck. Well, we got stuck before.
If you want to bog down in dry weather, get up on top of the hill.
Hey, Walter!
Well, you ought to have only been here back in those times and known him now. That was so unforgettable.
I didn't catch on.
Too fast. His
name was Miller. I sure was up there at the house and don't see my mother the other day. You up there when Miss Beck came around and cutting.
Wasn't that the evening Mr. Gowley
was up? Yeah, I believe you up there. Those were his children that were up there.
I missed something.
16, 5, 7, 76 cents.
Who is that other
gentleman?
That's Hooker.
He's
the mayor carried down there. Ready?
Yeah.
Go around.
There you are.
And get ready for early rising in the morning.
Early rising in the morning?
Four straight. I'm
just getting
dead at
34.
I just get hard to wake up. I try to get
to
bed
at
9 o'clock. I have to.
That place up there where Robert is.
Oh, is that the one?
Yeah.
Yes, I
and
remember the name.
And he had, I don't know how many children there was in the family. They were, all of them were older than me. Now, I can remember them very well. But his wife died. She was quite young up there. He had a hard time up there raising the family. In fact, you heard about him being kind of jerked up, but that's about the way they were. They wasn't a race that was jerked up around him.
Yeah.
He's had a real hard time. He made a living out there. Well, he did some truck farming here and got disgusted with that. Made a living fishing out on Orange Lake. That's when you could sell all the fish you'd catch out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, he fished out there and sold fish out of there. Back in those times, that was a pretty big business, commercial fishing on Orange Lake.
I didn't realize that.
Down here in McIntosh. He's dead now. His wife's still living down there.
Who?
Gist. Mordecai Gist was his name. He had a fish company down there, and they'd ship from...
he did.
Oh, 8, 10, 15, 20 barrels of fish a day down there from McIntosh Station down there.
That much?
Yes, sir.
Well, what do you know?
Well, they seined them out there then and trapped them.
Yeah.
Got them any way they could.
Yeah. Is that right? Well, he wasn't in the bird business then.
No, uh-uh. He used to, carry him out duck hunting from down there. He had a bunch of live decoy ducks, mallard ducks, and he'd rent those live decoys to them. That's before it was against the law to use a live decoy.
Mm-hmm.
And take parties out there duck hunting, rent them boats and charging, you know, for guides and all like that.
Mm-hmm.
He had a pretty good business down there.
He was pretty good, apparently managed pretty well.
Yeah.
Well, did Miller keep up the fish business?
You mean keep up his family?
Yeah.
Partially. What to say, I don't remember too much. Of course, they all left just as soon as they were big enough to get away from here and get jobs and get married and so forth. They've all done real well since they've grown up. He was a character, though. He loved the fish. He loved Orange Lake. I'm telling you, he's the craziest thing about it you ever saw.
Yeah.
First fish I ever caught, he took me out there on the lake. That's where I caught him.
Is that right? How old was you when he left?
Oh, I guess I was about 14, 15 years old, something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, there was two ladies and a man who came the other afternoon.
Well, that was his two daughters. No, wait a minute. That was his son and daughter and his son's wife.
Oh, yeah, that's right, his son's wife.
Yeah.
Yes.
He lives in Woodland, Georgia. Miller come down here from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
He's kin to Mrs. Johnson. I don't know whether first cousin or second cousin. Me, first cousin.
Mm-hmm. Miller and his wife and his sister. And they all live up in Woodland.
Mm-hmm. They were kin to the Huffs, too.
Oh.
Buddy Huff down here, kin to the Millers and... Johnson's, I think. Now, I think I'm right. I think they are connected somewhere. I know Miller and Ms. Johnson, though. I think they're first cousins.
Mm-hmm. Well, sir. Now, he's older than you are, this fella, Miller.
Yeah. He's about Rob's age. In fact, they're about the same age.
Oh, really? I didn't look at them close, you know. I just saw them coming. I gathered up the stuff. I thought, well, when they came in, I thought it'd give me a sign of somebody else talk to, you know. She was right there that afternoon. She just...
Yeah, and I knew she'd been glad to see those Miller children, because they were always... We lived close together there, and they were down at the house a whole lot then, you know, with Rob and Mary and
mm-hmm.
older brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Now, I didn't listen too close to what you and Robert were saying about the those pumps and the motors and all. But your pump is bigger than his.
No, I think they're the same size. Mine is a 5-inch, 5x4 is what they call them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your inlet that goes out in the pond is 5 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And your outlet is 4 inches.
Mm-hmm. But he... clarified one thing, it wasn't the hyacinth he's getting, but the ones on the bottom.
That's probably some of that stuff. That, did you have a place sprayed?
Several times.
Well, it takes those things a long time to get to fully deteriorate.
Yeah. Oh, it's got so much body to it, you know, and roots, and
yeah.
all, you know it would.
In water, they'll last a long time. Now, I've seen those things where the lake dried up, you know,
mm-hmm.
where they sit out on dry land. You'd be surprised. They'd go to nothing now.
Yeah?
Just a little bit.
They dry up.
Like a little piece of paper laying on there or something.
That's right. But then when they get wet, that little bud comes
too. Oh, yeah. They're full of water when you pick them up out of the lake. You know, cattle will eat fire, them darn things.
Wet?
Yeah, they'll go out and graze on them things out in the lake or pond.
Just as a relish, they don't get anything out of them.
I don't know whether there's any... I couldn't see how there'd be very much nourishment.
Air and water.
Tough, you know. Oh.
Yeah, you know it is. Yeah, they need to get on the swamp. I guess to get a little shade. Oh, all right.
Hey, right behind your house, that used to be the duck shooting area in the country. Years ago.
You mean that little small one?
No, but the prairie right behind your pond there, fish prairie.
Fish prairie, yes. Yeah.
Same old fella I was telling you about, I went out fishing with him one afternoon on fish prairie. We went across the prairie over there, that old sinkhole where we pumped water out of the fastest place.
Mm-hmm.
he caught a bass over there that would have weighed 12 pounds, I believe. And we walked up there, we walked up the railroad this way and went out from up there where Richardson owns now, above the old Bradley field up there. We walked back and he sold that fish before we got home. I think he sold him for $1.15. The nigger up there saw him coming down the road and he met him out there and he bought the fish. That great institution. Now you got you get so much, you get a lot of distribution. So much better than you used to. So you change stores, but they've got the evils too. If some of the evils were corrected, it'd be a pretty good deal. They're here to stay. There's no two ways about that.
Yeah.
You have to learn to live with them.
Well, Fred, they got all.
They carry such a volume of merchandise in one of them too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in those stores in Gainesville up there, those chains, the Winn-Dixie, the A&P, that food fair, they carry a real stock stuff.
And they move it.
Yeah. Now, my experience with the chains, too, they don't all have the same grade of merchandise in them. Now, I've always found that the A&P carried your best line of merchandise and fresh vegetables that you find anywhere else. And I know that they are the hardest ones in the chains to please on what fresh produce that you sell. It's got to be right.
Yeah.
Or they won't have
it. I can name...
Have you ever bought any envelope from the post office department with your, well, they call them return reply envelopes?
Yeah, I used to all the time.
Well, now, it used to be that was, you could get the cheapest price on that stamped envelope of any of them, and you get a good quality envelope there.
Yeah, that's right.
Are these stamped envelopes?
Yeah, you get it way yonder better.
There's your stamped envelope there. That's the heavier paper.
Yeah.
What heavy?
Yeah.
I've seen some later, though, that had a little old polyethylene liner inside of them, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got some. I forget where I bought them, though.
That's a cheap thing there. That's to hold a roll of stamps.
Yeah.
The government sells.
Yeah.
You put your 500 stamps in there, and you know you can pull them off that way.
Uh-huh.
And they won't stick together in that type of a container.
Yeah.
But that sells for 5 cents.
Yeah.
Now, that's the cheapest thing out of the post office company.
You can't buy much for a nickel, can you?
You sure can.
Well, let me tell you, Fred, the only...
That's plastic. I guess they can make them pretty cheap.
Well, the handling is what it costs.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you, the trouble is with that... The only stamps you can put in there are just them regular old ugly stamps.
That's right.
You see, and you just can't buy them
anymore. I don't
think
they've ever made a commemorative roll of stamps.
No,
I don't believe they have. I never have gotten a hold of any.
I love those pretty stamps, you know. I'd love to have a little color on them. So I used to buy those all the time. I'd buy a roll.
Well, do you know here, though, most people don't want... Well, my largest stamp customers here won't have, they don't like a commemorative stamp. Why, I don't know. Except that it's big.
Yeah.
They don't like to lick a big stamp, I guess.
Yeah.
And Ms. Johnson over here, she doesn't like a commemorative stamp.
Is that right?
Richard's down there. Just one of them. Now, Miss Lewis, she likes a commemorative stamp. She'll buy them. A lot of times she mails in stamps and gets a... This first cover deal, you know, that you can get, you know, whatever that stamp commemorates. For instance, I think they had one commemorating Appomattox.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that the first sale is in Appomattox up there. That's where the first
day issue comes off from that. They'll be there before they will in any other post office.
Mm-hmm.
And you can write in and get some of those first day sales and get them canceled and all if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And she does that quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's more of a collector.
Yeah.
There. How many years ago was it Lindbergh made his trip? Today, yesterday was the day he made it on, wasn't it? Friday?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
10-2.
33?
It was about, was it 25 or 26?
Oh, back then? I don't know, friend. I had kind of hard to set the date. You see it, they have films of it all the time.
I've never seen this plane, they got it in the Smithsonian Institute. Spirit of St. Louis, that was one of the first, when they first came out with those, they call them radio motors. But you know, Japan's making better stuff than they've ever made before.
Yeah.
That's a smart bunch of people over there.
Yeah. Well, if we could just let them do the work and we buy it and retire, it'd be all right. But if they make the stuff, they're going to do the retiring, aren't they?
I'd be darned if they didn't go to town with that little old German car they put over here, too, that Volkswagen.
Yeah.
They sold a many one of those things over
many
here.
Many one. And they'd sell many other person would love to have one.
I wish I had one.
Couldn't give me one. You mean just to run up the house and back?
Yes, sir.
Pocket stamps is the handiest of all of them.
It is, and you'd be surprised how price conscious the American public is. Now, they used to charge you a penny for that little old book.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. They first, I sold a many one here that says, you paid for the stamps, then you paid a penny for the book. Well, they took that penny off. And the darn things are selling now twice as good as they ever sold before.
Oh, I didn't know
that. That's all I can figure is to remove that 1 cent. Most people, they didn't want to pay 1 cent for that book, I guess. That's funny how they'd be that price conscious over just one thing. You take a chain store, too. Now, on Sweetpoint, they got an established price on that. I don't care what they pay the grower for, how cheap it is. They don't cut that price.
Go be a nickel ahead?
That's just 10 years for 49 cents.
Yeah.